You see the top part of the barrels as if it's really separated. The prudes means like we don't look the top part of the barrel as by itself. We look as if the whole barrel is one big suffix. Therefore, the atachtoinois malus el soyonis. The bottom parts help to mavato the top. In other words, let's say it's truma semaisu here.
What you say?
Yeah, truma semaisu is bottle chad in 100. 1 in 100. So now, let's say the top part that were not gemaisid, let's say were 10 figs. So you have these 10 figs. Now let's say you have 10 other barrels there. So if you just look at the top, really, these 10 figs, you know for sure, is on the top of one of these 10 barrels. So really, if you want to know what's the suffix, which one suffix usher, it's only really all the top of the barrels. Let's say you only have 8 other barrels there. And on the top of each barrel, you have 10. So really, there's no 100 connected. It should not be bottled then. Because we know for sure, one of these barrels, the top 10 figs, are usher. Now how many barrels are there? 8 barrels. So you have 80 figs in the shayla. So the 80 figs now, out of these 80 figs, 10 are usher, and 70 are mutter. So it's not bottle b'roiv. So this is the chiddush. Bittul b'roiv doesn't have to be mamish in one pile together, all mixed up in one place. Bittul b'roiv is totally, it depends what your doubt is upon. Here our suffix is on these 8 barrels, on top of the barrel, one barrel is usher. We don't know which one. So all 8 barrels are b'chal the sveika. So one way to look at it is, you have to look at the top of the barrel by itself. Rav Lezer says no. We don't look just at the top of the barrel. We have a right to look at the whole barrel altogether. We say we don't look at the figs you put were on top. No, it's one barrel now. Mainly even the bottom part of the barrel could also help to include 100 times the top part of the barrel. You go l'kula here. Because since it's only midrabon, you go l'kula. But if we says Lashon of Royines al Yoines Kiluin Prudas, we look at the top ones are mamish mixed up. The atachtoines malas al Yoines. Even the bottom part of the barrels could also help you to make the top bottle breathe. We have Yeshua Waiman Norim. Yeshua says, you have to look at the tops by itself. If you have 100 tops, 100 barrels there, so even though one of them is usher, but it's bottle b'meya, is yalo, then it's mutter. If you don't have 100 tops, so apumim asurim, the top layer of all the barrels are usher, because one of those tops have the truma there. Mashenke v'ashalayim mutterim. All the rest of the barrels, the bottom part of the barrels, are all mutter. Because the bottom part of the barrels, for sure, is not the truma. That's the way Reb Meir learned the machlekes between Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua. Reb Yehuda says, no, a different pshat of the machlekes, Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua. That Reb Yehuda learned like this. Reb Lezer Weimer, im yesha meya pumim yalu. If you have 100 tops, even according to Reb Yehuda, you need the tops by itself. V'yim lav, if you don't have 100 tops, ha pumim asurim v'ashalayim mutarim. The tops are also the bottoms are mutter. Reb Yeshua Imer, but Reb Yehuda learns that Reb Yeshua said, "Afilu yeshom shalosh meis pumim." Even if you have 300 barrels there, 300 other tops of barrels, and they're all b'chal the suffix, only one is usher, all the rest is mutter. So really, it should be bottle bread. There's one in 300. It should be bottle. Still, Reb Yeshua says, "Lo yalu." It's not bottle. You know why? Because since it's a double chasher that sometimes you count them, you sell them separately, these figs, therefore it's not bottom. So kids, so this brisa here that says the suffix egg, that the treifum, if it gets mixed up in 1,000 eggs, is not bottle, goes according to Reb Yeshua, I'll leave with Reb Yehuda. That Reb Yeshua, according to Reb Yehuda, holds that anything that sometimes is counted, midrabbonin is called a double chasher, and midrabbonin is not bottom roif. What about dorsa beagle, venia de eagle dorsa? Let's say you put in one of the barrels, and you don't know which barrel, the rihakol yalo, then everybody's masking, everything helps to mavatlit. Because you don't know what's on top or on the bottom of the barrel, then really the whole barrel is bechal the sofik. Then we say everything is bechal. So the Gemara, divri akol haina plukta. So what do you mean divri akol? It's a machlekes. Hokakoma, dorsa beagle, venia de beazamakamigal, dorsa, swing, let's raimoy, divri hakol yalo. If you don't know on the east or the north side, then everybody says it is bottom. All right, we'll stop. We'll go over this thing again tomorrow. You're holding Dav Dalet. Your list of Shaila again was that the Braisa says that a Sofik Beya, if it was, so the half a meaner is that was born on Shabbos or on Chol, Halacha is min Sofik, it's Osir. The Shaila was, it was only Osir mid Rabbon, and why min Sofik is it Osir? So Gemara says, talking about a Sofik Treifa. That the egg came out of a chicken, the mother, the hen, was a treifa. Therefore, the egg is a suffix whether it's osir midiraisa or not. So that's why it's osir to suffix midiraisa. Then the shaila was, the sefer says that it gets mixed up into another 1,000 eggs, they're all osir. So shaila is, why are they all osir? The gurd should be bought up arayv, chad betray should be bought up arayv. So Gemara answers, we want to say it goes according to the mandiyoma that says that a dover choshev is not bottle. Anything that you sell, at least sometimes you sell it by count, you count each one separately, that's like a dover shev minyan, it's not bottle. So eggs, sometimes you sell them separately, you sell 5, 6, 7 eggs, therefore eggs is not bottle. So what I want to say goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, the way Rabbi Yehuda learns pshat in Rabbi Yeshua. Now the Gemara says, right, we're up to the fifth line here. Dorsa Beigel. Let's say again, you have the last Gemara was Dorsa Beigel. Let's say you have again, you have a lot of barrels full of figs. And the first question was the top set of figs when you didn't take off the Trumas and Maisers. So now before we said if you put it on top of the barrel, only the tops of the barrel are Mitzarev to Mevatlet. Because the bottom of the barrel, like we know for sure, it's not part of it. It's only the top that's called the Trumas and Maisers. Now it says, Dorsa Beigel. Let's say when you put this bunch of figs, you like push them down in the middle of the barrel. You don't just put them on top of the barrel. You push them down and you push them down in the middle of the barrel. And you don't know now in which barrel like you pushed it down. So then we said Divri Hakol Yala. Everybody else here is Bottle Baroiv. But again the Shaila, you have some Paris that you did not take off Trumas and Maisers, and you mixed it into some barrel that all the other barrels, the figs there, were all taken off the Trumas and Maisers. So this is the case where it's Bottle Baroiv. And since you don't know which part of the barrel it is, the whole barrel is Mitzarev to Mevatlet. Is Divri Hakol Yala. For the Gemara Kasha, Divri Hakol goes according to everybody. Hainu Plaktayo, that's what we learned before, it's a machlokes, if it's bottle or not. His avimina was, again, you're only putting these figs on top of the barrel. So if it's only on top of the barrel, let's say you have 50 barrels. So it's a suffix, all the tops of the barrels, maybe they should be like bottle broid. But the bottom should not help. So Gemara answers, Amra Papa Hokikoma. Dorsa Beigel. Like Rashi says, you have dorsa in the middle of the eagle. You took this bunch of figs, and you're stuck in the middle of a barrel. V'yeni yadei, you do not know. V'yezeh mokim ogol dorsa. And which part of the barrel did you push down these figs that you did not take off trumas and mites from them? Oilet svoina, it is on the north side of the barrel. Oilet droimer, it's on the south side of the barrel. In other words, you put it into the barrel, and you don't know which part of the barrel is the trumas and mites. So what's our doubt now? All the figs in the barrel is a doubt whether this is the trumah or not. And you don't know which barrel you put it in either. So all the barrels are in the doubt. So since you have 100 barrels, let's say here, they're all doubtful which one is the Trumas and Maisers. The locker is, they're all part of the Sofik. And we say Bata Barayv. Since you have 100 times against these are figs, it could be Bata Barayv. So this here, Divri Hakol Yala, here everybody holds. As before we had a Machlokes, we only put it on the top of the barrel. So then we say we know for sure only the tops are in the Sofik. The bottom of the barrel for sure is not part of the suffix, because we know the bottom of the barrel was not the truma. So that was a machlokes, do we still look at the bottom with the top or only the tops alone? But where you put the figs and push them deep down into the barrel, so you don't know which part of the barrel you put it, everything is part of the suffix, and everything helps to be mevatel baroiv. So if you have 100 times kenega these figs that you put in there, it's batel baroiv. Right, another teretz now is, Rav Ashi said the teretz like this. Again, the original kasha was the kasha and Rav Yitzchak and Rav Yosef. That they both say the reason why an egg that's born on Yontif you're not allowed to use, you're not allowed to eat, is only Yosef mit Rabbonin. It's Xeri either Mishum Peris that's fall off the tree on Shabbos or Yontif, or else Xeri Mishum Mashkin Shiyotzel. Maybe the juice comes out of the grapes. So it's only Yosef mit Rabbonin. So the question was, if the egg is only Yosef mit Rabbonin, why did the Brice before say Sveiko Asura? Instead of you have a suffix, if this egg is the egg that was born today on Yom Tif, or if this egg born yesterday on Chol, so in a suffix it's also tedit. Now the question is if it's only Yosef mit Rabbonin, usually the kalal is a suffix Rabbonin yigol kula. So why did the Brisa say Sveika is Asura, min a suffix it should be Mutter? So Rashi said to Terence like this, Ravashi Yomar, Liyolom suffix Yom Tif suffix Chol. No, really the suffix, the doubt of the egg was not if it was a treif or not, but rather, when was the egg born? Was the egg born today on Yom Tif? Or whether it was born yesterday, Erev Yom Tif, then you're allowed to eat it today. So the question was, is only Osim with Rabbonin? The Teretz is, have Yidovit Shneishla Matirin. But even so, this is called, it has a heter tomorrow. If you're going to wait, don't eat the egg today. Wait till tomorrow. For sure tomorrow it will be mutter. Because tomorrow, after Yom Tov, there's no Isser. It's only also to eat the egg that's born today on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov it's awesome. But right after Yom Tov, you're allowed to eat the egg. So the klal is, v'chol dovish sheyesh lo matirin. Anything that when it will come on time, automatically by itself, it will become mutter, you will be allowed to eat it, is afilo b'derabonin le'botol. That's about this chiddush. Even on an Isser derabonin, still we say it's not botol. And our chiddush is, not only is it not botol b'roiv, like chad in 100, but hu adin min asofik, also it's osur. That's Rav Asi's Chiddush. Just like we say before, that Dovah Shneish Lo Matirin is not Votel, that means like even this one shal there is Chometz. Chometz is called Yesh Lo Matirin. After Pesach it becomes Mutter. But here also, this egg, it's only Yosef Tidugon Yom Tif. Right after Yom Tif it's Mutter. So one svar we had before was, it's not Votel B'Roiv. Like why be Semech on Bit B'Roiv, wait till after Yom Tif, then for sure it's Mutter. Now Rav Asi is saying another Chiddush, that Hu Adin Min Asofik. If you have a doubt, if this is the egg that's born today on Yom Tov, or this egg was born yesterday, even though it's only Yosem with the Rabbanan, still we say in Asafik it's awesome. Because we also say the klal of Yesh Lo Matirin. Since you can wait till tomorrow, and eat it tomorrow, and tomorrow will be Mutter for sure, the din is wait until tomorrow, don't eat it today. So, man, it's no kasha on Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yosef. This Bryce is talking about the Safik egg born on Yom Tov. And still, even though it's only Yosem Rabbanin, but the klal is, Badov, Shneish, Lomatirin, both it's not bottle, wait till tomorrow. And Uadim Minas Safik, if you're in doubt whether it's Osir or not, don't need it today, wait till tomorrow. By the Tanya, we learned Acherim Oimrim. Others say, Mishum Rebeleza, in the name of Rebeleza, Beitza, an egg, Toyachal Hivi Ima. You're allowed to eat an egg that's born on Yom Tov or on Shabbos, you're allowed to eat both the egg and the mother, and the hen. So the Marbamaya Skinin, what are we talking about? What type of a hen are we talking about? Ilay mevatana girlis. Ho imedis liachilo. If we're talking about the mother, you bought the mother amanas tidit, to shecht it, tidit. So it's called like an oichlitz food on Yom Tov, that you're allowed to shecht the mother. But the Marbshita, for sure it's mutter. Tehi v'im asharia, of course they're both mutter. The mother is mutter, you can shecht the mother. The egg is also mutter. We had before the first Gemara, ochla v'yafrasu. An egg that comes out of a hen, that the hen was oimetit, it's not mukser on Yom Tov, so for sure the egg you're allowed to eat. The egg is part of the mother. So what's the chiddush? You're allowed to eat the mother and the egg. Eli, you have to tell me now, Reb Lezer is talking about betarna goyles, so I made this legado beitzim. No, we're talking about the mother. It's not oimet to shech, to eat it, but rather you want to keep it and raise it to make eggs. So if so, the mother is mukser. You did not have das to eat it today on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to touch the mother. So the Merkashri then, he be masura. Then fakir, both should be usr. Both the mother and the egg should be usr. So Rashi learns, because we know Rabbi Lezer Shitr is, he holds for muksa. Like we'll see later, Naflama Dalad. Like Rabbi Lezer, way me oime dodem ala muksa, alma achana boy. Rabbi Lezer is the one that says, you have to have achana. In other words, there is an issa muksa. So if Rabbi Lezer is moida that there is an issa muksa, even on Yom Tov, so how could he say you're allowed to eat the mother and the egg if the mother is muksa? So what's Pshan this Brisa? So Gmarin says, Omrab Zeira, Tayochal Agav Ima. All it means to say is you're allowed to eat it because of the mother. Now what's the Chiddush? Hechi Domi, what are we talking about? Omrab Abayi, we're talking about, Abayi says, Kegoin Shelok Chostam. You bought the mother, the hen, Stam. You do not have in mind, at the time you bought it, whether you're going to raise it to have eggs, or whether you're going to use it to shech to eat it. So you bought it, Stam, without anything special in mind. So now the law is like this. Nishchato, if you take it on Yom Tov, and you shecht it on Yom Tov, it's okay. Because huvra, it comes out, it's mevayir, you explain, you make clear to us now, that it was always oimed to eat. In other words, you bought it stam, you didn't say what you want to buy it for. So now, as soon as you shecht it, now we see, like you're telling us what you bought it for. You bought it for to eat it. Therefore, you're allowed to eat the mother, and if it has an egg on Yom Tov, you're allowed to eat the egg also. Because now we see the mother is not muksa. Mashen kein loy nishchato, let's say you do not shech the mother on Yom Tov, then we say huveror, it comes to explain, to make clear to us now, the legado beitzim oimedis, that the hen, the mother is oimed to raise, to have eggs, not to shech. Therefore what happens, the egg that comes out on Yom Tov is muksa, you're not allowed to eat the egg. So that the Rav Lezer says, you're allowed to eat the mother and the egg, it means to say a chiddush like this, we abort the mother's stam, you didn't have a fairish anything in mind, whether you can eat it or not can eat it. So we say it depends. If you shech the mother today, then just like you're allowed to eat the mother, then you're allowed to eat the egg. But if you don't shech the mother, then you're not allowed to eat the egg. We have Mori Yom, where Mori says, I'll tell you Guzma Katoni. Telling you Guzma, it's exaggerating. Trashi Guzma Katoni. Really, we're talking about the hand the mother is oimetit. In other words, people want to say, really, we're talking about now that the mother is oimed lachila. So the mother pshiti will not eat. There's no chiddush in the mother. The mother is not muksa. The only chiddush is, what about the egg? He's telling now the egg is mutter. But in the Mishnah we learned that Beis Hillel says the egg is still osir. And we had a few reasons why the egg is osir. It could be osir mishum achon of the rabbah. It could be osir mishum Rabbi Yosef's time or Rabbi Yitzchak's time. The gzeres mit rabbonin. So that's Rabbi Lezer's chiddush to say he doesn't know from those gzeres mit rabbonin. As Rabbi Lezer holds that the egg is mutter. Whenever you're allowed to eat the mother, you're allowed to eat the egg also. So that's what he says, you're allowed to eat the mother, there's no chiddush in the mother. The mother pshita you could eat. The mother is a hen that's oimid lachila. So why did he have to say it? That's the Gemara's Teretz, where Mori says, Guzma Katoni. He exaggerates, he says something more than he really has to say. The Tanya, like we learned like this, that sometimes they say more than they really have to say. Acherim say, Mishum Rebbe Eliezer, in the name of Rebbe Eliezer, Beitza, an egg, to Yochal Hivima. You'll have to eat the egg and the mother on Yom Tov, you'll have to eat them. The Efroyach Ukli Posoi. You'll have to eat the Efroyach, that's the young chicken, a just hatched, a young chicken, a young hen, or kliposa with the shell around it. You're allowed to eat it. For the Gemara, my kliposa, what do you mean you're allowed to eat the shell? Ilay maklipa mamish. If you mean to say you're allowed to eat the shell mamish, for the Gemara, klipa basachili. Does anybody eat the shell? The shell is not something you can eat. So what do you mean to say you can eat the shell? You can't eat the shell? Ella, what I mean to say is, efroyach bikliposa. You could eat this the young chicken bikli posay when it's inside the klipa, when it's inside the shell. In other words, it just hatched, and we about to just hatch now. That's when you could eat the chicken. The chicken is coming out of the shell. For the Gemara, that's not true. In such a case, you can't eat the chicken. Ad the baby here. Ad kan loy pligir puter. Now there's no machlekes, only machlekes. Ad kan loy pligir rabbonin olay the Reb Lezer ben Yaakov elahecha diyot liavroilam. When does the Rabbonin say, at what time are you allowed to start eating a chicken? Or after it's hatched, it comes out of the egg, or what stage can you make a shechita to say that it's kosher? So the Rabbonin say, as soon as it comes out of the egg, and it comes out liyotzer l'avroilam, it comes out into the air of this world, right away it's called tanagirlis, you're allowed to shecht it, you can eat it. Rabbi Lezer holds no, Rabbi Lezer holds, you can't eat it until it opened up its eyes. Calls the man the hen or the chicken didn't open up its eyes, still it's also to eat. But even according to Rabbanin, when does it become mutter? Only when it comes out of the egg, the shell altogether. When it comes liyotzer l'avroilam. Aval hecha, but when? To liyotzer l'avroilam, when the chicken does not come out of the shell yet, and does not come out into the ear yet, loy pligi, that even the Rabbanin hold, you're not allowed to eat this hen yet. So how could you say here, you're allowed to eat the chicken with its shell means, when it's still in the shell, in other words, the egg just cracked open, and the chicken didn't come out of the egg yet, for sure it's also still called like a sheretz then. So how can you say it's mutter? The Rashi says, to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, oyser efroichim shlonitzuchu einayim. His sheet is a young chicken, calls the man that didn't open up its eyes, it's a sheretz, you're not allowed to eat it. Upolig rabbonu leila kamon, maisla b'gemorah. Later the Gemara bring it down. So the question is, what do you mean you're allowed to eat the chicken now when it's in the shell? You're not allowed to eat it. When it didn't come out to the world yet, for sure it's still a sheretz, it's also to eat it. So the Gemara answers, Elo efroyach ukliposoi. What it means to say this, Bryce, you're allowed to eat the chicken, of sure, when it came out already, and when it opens up its eyes already, and the kleeper also, you're allowed to eat the shell also. So at the Gemara, the question was, you can't eat a shell. The Teretz is, guzma. It's exaggerating. It really just means to say you're allowed to eat the chicken. Who are then, you're allowed to eat the shell also, but really the shell is lavdavka. It's not edible. So you see, you say guzma, you say you exaggerate a little bit. I'll tell you, hochinami vayos also. So yochal hivima guzma. That it says you're allowed to eat the mother, it's only a guzma. There's no chiddush. The mother is talking about now, it's oimid lachila. You bought this hen, almanaz to eat it. So pshita you're allowed to shecht it on Yom Tov. There's no chiddush. We have Lezer's whole chiddush is that if it has an egg on Yom Tov, the egg you're allowed to eat. And the chiddush is, He doesn't know, like our Mishnah says, Beitzilu says in the Mishnah, an egg that's born on Yontif in Alarit. So he had a few reasons, either to Gzerim the Rabbanin, Mishum Ashkim Shezova, Mishum Perish and Ashru, or Mishum Achon of the Rabbah. The Chiddush is, Rabbi Lezer doesn't know from any one of these times. Rabbi Lezer holds no, could be the only reason why the egg is Asr, like Rav Nachman maybe learns, Mishum Muksa. And that's only when the mother is Oymed Legado Beitzim. The mother is Muksa. But here that the mother you bought, Amanas Tita Shechtit, so the mother you're allowed to eat it on Yomtif, who are then Pshita, the egg also you're allowed to eat. So that's Rabbi Lezer, not Pshita, but that's Rabbi Lezer's Chiddush. That the egg you will not eat. But Itmar, we learned like this. Shabbos for Yom Tov. Let's say you have a Shabbos that comes either right before Yom Tov or right after Yom Tov. As Yom Tov is either Friday, Yom Tov is either Sunday. And you have a Shabbos right before, right after. So what's the halacha if an egg is born on one day, can eat it the next day? Let's say the egg was born on Shabbos, and Sunday is Yom Tov. So can you eat this egg now on Sunday or not? Rav Amar, Rav holds, no do bezeh, asur bezeh. An egg that's born on Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat the egg either tomorrow. Since tomorrow is Yom Tov, you can't eat it tomorrow either. Asur bezeh. No do bezeh, asur bezeh. For Rav Yechanan Amar, no do bezeh, muteras bezeh. No, if the egg that's born on Shabbos, true, on Shabbos alone it's also, like our Mishnah says. But the next day already, Yom Tov, it's muter. But the machlokes is Rav and Rabbi Yechanan. So Mara says, what's the machlokes? Was let Neima Kisava Rav, Rav holds Kedusha Chasi. When you have a Shabbos and then a Yom Tov, it's considered like one long Kedusha, like one long day. So therefore, just like an egg that's born on Shabbos alone, you're not allowed to eat it today. Hu Adin, tomorrow, Yom Tov also you can't eat it. Mashenka and Rabbi Yechanan holds, no, it's called Aitu Kedushas. Therefore, you're allowed to eat it. For the mother, that's not true. The Yomar Rav, Rav said, Halacha ki arbo zekenim. Rav says, Halacha is like four older people. The Aliba the Rebbe Lezer. And they all hold according to the Shittas of Rebbe Lezer. The Yomar that he holds, Shtei Kedusha saying, that when you have a Shabbos and a Yom Tov, it's called two different Kedushas. So you see, Rav Paskins, Shabbos and Yom Tov are called like two different Kedushas. So here, the egg is born the first day, according to the second day, it should be mutter ready. So Rashi says, what does it mean, two Kedushas? U'ma'ariv l'yoy mechud l'mizrach l'sheni l'ma'ariv. So now get to Eruba Tchumim. If you want to walk outside of Tchum of the city. So on one day on Shabbos, you can only make an Eruv to walk one place, that's all. You can't make an Eruv in the morning one way, and the afternoon another way. Since it's one Kedusha, you can only go one Alpayimama one way. What about if you have today is Shabbos, and tomorrow is Yom Tov? You're allowed to, before Shabbos, make two different Eruvs. You make one Erev on Shabbos, you want to walk L'Mizrach, 2,000 Amos, then you come back to the city, and then for Yom Tov the next day, you can make another Erev to be able to walk the south side, 2,000 Amos. So why is that? Because Yom Tov and Shabbos sit like two different Kedushas. You see, Rav himself holds that Yom Tov and Shabbos is not like one long day, it's sit of two different Kedushas. If it's two different days, so why does Rav say the egg that's born today is not tomorrow? If tomorrow is a new Kedusha, so it should be mutter tomorrow. So Mara says, Elo, I'll tell you, Hocho b'hachona de Rabba kemiflugi. Take it true. Rav also holds what's called two different Kedushas. It's a Shabbos, and the next day Yom Tov has a new Kedusha. It's like a different day. It's not one long day. But the reason why Rav says the egg that's born today on Shabbos, and not let it tomorrow, is called Mishum Hachona de Rabba, he holds. That Rav is Le'achona de Rabba. Rav holds, like we learned before, Rav is Din Achona. That means a Yom Tov is not allowed to prepare for a Shabbos. Or a Shabbos is not allowed to prepare for a Yom Tov. So here that the egg was born on Shabbos, if you can eat it tomorrow on Yom Tov, it's considered like Shabbos prepared something for you on Yom Tov. Because since it was born on Shabbos, because it was born on Shabbos, that's why now you can eat it tomorrow. So it's considered Shabbos is being made and preparing for Yom Tov, you're not allowed to have that. And Rashi says, the second big line, Hachona de Rabba, the Yomar Hachona b'dei Shemayim Misasur. Even though some preparation is happening b'dei Shemayim, we're not doing it. By itself, it hatched the egg was born. Misa miyom tov l'shabbos, tesud shabbos boyas mona miyom chol, migzeras hakosef. So here also, when the egg is born on Shabbos, you can't eat it tomorrow, because the sudis yom tov also needs achonam, has to be prepared from before on the day of chol, not on Shabbos. Shabbos can't prepare for yom tov. So therefore, Rav holds when the egg is born on Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat the next day on yom tov, even though really the two different kedushas. But Mishum Achon and the Robert's also. Mashenkin Rabbi Yechanan does note from Achon of the Rabbah. For Rabbi Yechanan, let's play Achon of the Rabbah. He does note from the Yisachon of the Rabbah. Therefore, when the egg is born on Shabbos, true, on Shabbos alone you're not allowed to eat it. But tomorrow, it's a new day, tomorrow you're allowed to eat it. Tomorrow says, Kitanoi. This machlek is the machlek of Tanoim. Heis Rav and Rabbi Yechanan is the machlek of Tanoim. Learn like this, no de b'Shabbos. You have an egg that was born on Shabbos. Toyochel b'yomtif. You're allowed to eat it the next day on Yomtif, like Rabbi Yechanan. The Yomtif, toyochel b'Shabbos. It was born on Yomtif. You're allowed to eat it tomorrow on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehudu roi meh mishum Rebbe Lezer. No, adayini machlekes. It's still the same machlekes. She b'shama yirmim toyochel, or b'sin lomim le toyochel. So see clearly, Rabbi Yehudu holds, like Rav, that an egg that's born on Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat it even tomorrow. Even on Yomtif tomorrow, still you're not allowed to eat it. And the reason is Mishum Achon of the Rabbah. So the kids, you see, it's a machlokes tanoim in this svara. Gemara says now, Ushpazichno the Rav Ada Barav. Hey, so Ushpazichno means Rashi's Balabayis, the innkeeper. Like you're staying by somebody's house, by an inn, by a motel you were staying. So Rabbah Barabah was staying by somebody's hotel. A motel is Hevilei Hanech Beitzim. So the owner there had a shayla. He had an egg that Miyomtav LeShabbos. It was born on the first day Yomtif. So he wanted to know tomorrow on Shabbos, am I allowed to eat it or not? So Osla Kaime, he came in front of Rav Ada Barava. Omalei, so he asked him like this. Ma'aliyat vinu idno v'nachlinu l'mocha. Hey, today is Yomtif. Today I'm allowed to cook the egg. Tomorrow is Shabbos, you're not allowed to cook an egg on Shabbos. You can't cook on Shabbos. So his question was, can I cook up the egg today, not to eat it today? Like today for sure I know it's awesome. Today is Yomtif. A beitzer shenol the biyomtiv. We know like Vesilol, the beitzer is also. But my shaila is, let me cook it up today in order to be able to eat it tomorrow. I'll make a hot boiled egg today on Yomtiv in order to eat it for tomorrow. I now let it cook today for tomorrow. Here an erev tashilin may be had. With an erev tashilin, you're allowed to cook from Yomtiv from the Yomtiv to Shabbos. So you want to know if you're allowed to cook up this egg to eat it tomorrow on Shabbos. That was the shaila. So Omalei, so Rav Ada Barava answered him back like this. My daitcha, like what do you think? What's in your mind? That you want to say that Rav Rabbi Yechanan, halachic Rabbi Yechanan. Like you know, whenever there's a machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Yechanan, usually we pass like Rabbi Yechanan. So therefore Rabbi Yechanan before said that an egg that's born on Yom Tif, you're allowed to eat it tomorrow on Shabbos. So since you're allowed to eat it tomorrow on Shabbos, that was your question. I want to cook it today to be able to eat tomorrow. But he said back, but still, what's your question? That afilu Rabbi Yechanan, even according to Rabbi Yechanan, like Kashari Ella Lagoimoy Lamacher, he's only matter. Rabbi Yechanan just says on the next day, the second day, since it's a new Kedusha, you're allowed to eat the egg tomorrow. So if tomorrow is Shabbos, you can eat it raw. You can swallow it down, the raw egg. Abba Biyoimoy. But today, the day the egg was born, Pshita today it's Muksaloy. Today you're not allowed to eat it, you're not allowed to touch it. A Beitza that's born on Yomtif, or on Shabbos, since today you're not allowed to eat it, it's muksa. For Tanya, we learned in a braisa before. Achas beitzah shenol de Shabbos. Whether you have an egg that was born on Shabbos. The achas beitzah shenol de b'yomtiv. Whether you have an egg that's born on Yomtiv. The locher is ein metalt lenoisoi. You're not allowed to move it around. It's muksa. You can't touch it. Loi lachasas boy as a kli. You can't use it to cover up a bottle. For loi lismach bo kari amita. Or you can't stand up the egg straight in order to lift up elevated bed. To put the legs of the egg on top of the egg. If the egg is straight up with the point upwards, it's very strong, it can hold up a bit. But you're not allowed to hold the egg. You can't touch the egg on Yomtif because it's muksa. So that's what he answered him back. So Pshita, you're not allowed to cook up the egg today. Today is Yomtif. But the egg was born today. Since today is the day the egg was born, for sure today it's muksa. So if today you can't even touch the egg. So you're not allowed to cook it up today. But Enoch Nami, tomorrow when it comes Shabbos, you can eat the egg. You can eat a raw egg on Shabbos. Weiter. You'll have to eat it tomorrow. Yes, you'll have to eat it. Eat it raw egg. Ushbech, like any eggs. Eggs are not muksa on Shabbos. You eat it raw. Ushbezich not Rapapa. Another story was the innkeeper of Rapapa. The Yamrlo, some say, Yehu Gavra, a Stama person. The Yosla came with Rapapa. Stama person came and asked a question by Rapapa. Hevelei Hanech Beitzim. This person had eggs that Mishabbos Liyomtif. They were born on Shabbos, so the person wanted to know, is he allowed to eat it tomorrow on Yomtif? Can I eat it tomorrow? In other words, what's the locha? Lachlokes Rav and Rabbi Yechanan, who do we hold like? The egg was born on Shabbos, now tomorrow Yomtif, can I eat it or not? Is Oslikai, so he came in front of Rapapa. Omalehi Estim, Mao Lamachlin Lamacher. I know today is Shabbos, it's Osir. The egg was born today. I know an egg that's born on Shabbos I can't eat. But my question is, tomorrow on Yom Tov, can I eat the egg or not? Omalehi Rapapa told him, Zilid, go away today. Vesul Lamacher, come back tomorrow. Why? The Rav Loimuki Amaru Alei Miyayim Toiv Lechavri. Rav did not like Paschal Neshayla from one day Yom Tov to the next day Yom Tov. Mishum Shichras. Because he used to drink wine on Yom Tov. Like after he got finished dashening, he went home and had the Suda. And by the Suda Yom Tov, he had drank wine. And the Loch Rid, when you drink wine, Rabbi Yisayin, did not let a Paschal Neshayla. There the person came to ask him the Shayla Mastam after he had the Suda. He already drank his wine. He said, today I can't Paschal Neshayla, come back tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll tell you what to do. The Rashi says, Kleimar, Mishasa Hayyim Yom Tov, Dahayin Liacha Suda Ad Lebocher. After he had a Suda today, he would not pass on the Shal until tomorrow. Mishum Shichrus, the Rav Aruyeheve Moira Bedrosha, Shaloi. Rav used to give a shir in the morning in Shul, Kadarmina Betrisus, Vesheikhar Osel Horus. But when you drink, you can't paskin. There's Siv Yayin Vesheikhar Al Tesht, or Siv Horus as Bnei Yisrael. So after you drink Revia Siv Yayin, you can't pass on the Shal.